Yep, very good start. After tonight's game, we're now 4-4, so we're playing 500 ball, which is pretty good for a team that's just up in Division 1 for the first time. And the real pleasing part about that is we've already played last year's four finalists, plus this year's team that's really hot at the moment in Doncaster. So we haven't had easy games, but we're still 4-4 on level pegging and right in the mix. I think tonight's win puts us at about sixth place. And we've got a chance for a real good season.
And who are the finals? Who are the four finals?
Oh, yeah. Last year it was Waverley, Essendon, Blackburn and Geelong. We played all four of those teams. We narrowly got beat against Geelong by one run in the last inning. We beat Blackburn out at Altona in a really good game. And then had a good game against Essendon. It was pretty close, 7-2. It was a real contest. And then had our hats handed to us by Waverley out there midweek. But that's going to happen. Up in Division 1 for the first time, we've got to understand that there's going to be games when we do get taken to the cleaners. But it's not about that. It's about how we bounce back in the game after.
And the tempo, this is probably the second time I've seen you play this year, but the tempo seems to be a little bit more upbeat. Is that what you're asking for? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's growing with each game. Guys are starting to believe that they're a Division 1 team. They've been in Division 2 for so long, and they're so used to being a Division 2 club that appeared to be a little bit intimidated when they first came up, the first few games. But with each game and each success that they have, every at-bat that they get a hit, every play that they make, they start feeling more confident, and that gets contagious. If one guy's up and about, then everyone's up and about, and that's what we want to do, is just keep being enthusiastic for the whole year. And if we do that, I think we'll continue having a good season.
And Cheltenham twice in the next week, how have they been going?
Yeah, Cheltenham are a team, probably much like us, but a couple of years ahead. They were a team that was in Division 2 for a very long time. They came up and finally stayed there for a while. They've recruited some good players, and they're going along really well. They might, arguably the best junior program going. You have to go out there and see their under-12s, under-14s, there's kids running around everywhere. So that's really starting to filter through now. And, they're really paying dividends now in Division 1. They've got some guys that can really play, and it's going to be tough two games. If we can grab one of the two, I'll be happy with this head split in a double header like that.
And pitching?
Yeah, pitching's been great. We got Matt back out again. It's easy to forget what a sort of big workload he's had. He threw 100-plus innings for us last year. He's thrown around 130 innings during our winter over in Germany. And, he just sort of came off the plane, and we expected him to go out there and do his job again. He struggled a bit in his starts, so we've moved him to the pen. And he looks much fresher out of the pen. He comes out, all guns blazing, and he's just done the job each time he's been out. We've had four wins, and each one of those wins he's collected the save, so he'll be leading the league in saves, I'd imagine. We'll keep using him in that role for the moment. Brock and Jamie can really keep us in games. They can give us five, six, seven strong innings. Then we use someone else in relief in the middle there if we have to, and then when we're in a situation to close out a game and get a win, then we'll go to Matty.
What about Carl Wilson pitched the Doncaster game? What do you think of that?
Yeah, look, Carl, we just sort of used him as a stopgap measure. That was a game where it was over by about the third innings. They jumped out to a 8-0 lead in a really difficult day to score runs. So what we didn't want to do then was go and waste, Brock or Jamie and then not have them for the week after. So we just turned to Carl to eat up some innings, and he did a really good job. He came in against Waverley as well, did a good job there. And we'll use him in different situations. If we've got a left-hander coming up for the other team and we think Carl might do the job, we'll bring him in. But he's got a chance to really contribute with the bat. He's been a real good second sitter for a long time. And now there's some spots opening up with myself probably done for quite a while. A couple other people out here and there. He's got a chance to cement a spot in the outfield and just contribute on the mound whenever we need him.
And what about fielding?
Yeah, look, our fielding's improved a lot. We've changed our team a lot from last year, position-wise. The actual personnel isn't a great deal different. But where the guys are playing, we've changed around a lot. We had Alex at shortstop last year, and I just felt that he didn't have the range or the hands to compete for us in Division 1. You need someone who's going to get to the balls and get him across the first base quickly. I didn't think Alex had that in him. He looked more of a third baseman. So we moved him across there, and he looks much more at home at third base. The addition of Jamie into shortstop, and he alternates off with Brock. They're both very similar players, and they play really good defense. You had Danny King in there at the middle, and also Stacey Rogers at different times, and defense is much stronger. And then in the outfield, you know, we just get Joel Arnett out there. He sort of plays a bit of everywhere, centre, left, right. Use him at first base, second base. I think we're a much stronger outfit defensively last year, even with the exception that we lost, maybe the best defensive catcher in the state in Josh Bright over at college.
Yeah. And what about the do you know what the team batting average is, roughly?
Look, I had a look at it the other day. I'm not quite sure how up-to-date that was. I think it was around the 240, 245 mark. Look, it's not setting the world on fire, but we had a couple of games where we didn't score many runs. The team batting average, a little bit overrated. What was good was our on-base average. I had a look at that, and you know, that was pushing sort of the 380, 390 mark. And that's the main thing. However you get runs on base, that's all that matters. And if we've got a high on-base average, that's what I'll be happy with. You know, guys are cutting down on the strikeouts, putting the ball in play with two strikes. That'll make me happy. You know, we'll have guys that will hit for high average. You know, we'll have Linehan and Turlier and Lethberg and, you know, myself in there when I'm healthy, and you know, we'll get enough hits to score runs, but the other guys just do their job and get on base for us and we'll be fine.
And what about tonight? A couple of times you broke up the double play nicely with a hit and run. Did that happen a lot last year?
Look, last year's a much different ball game than what it is this year, because we had so many games where we just basically beat teams to death. It was almost kind of guerrilla ball, what they used to call it over in the States. You know, it was a single, a walk, a three-run home run, and you do that a couple of times and the game's done. Now, that's not going to happen at all this year. We have to really, you know, work through things, and you know, that's what we're going to try and do. So far, it's been going pretty good.
Okay, anything else?
No, just going good. Got a big night this Saturday after the game against Cheltenham. The G'day Fabulous night, and it'd be great if everyone get down there all through the club. Things looking really good. We've got the fourths are in the four, the thirds are in the four, the seconds I think are just out, the firsts are just out. Under 12s, under 14s are both in the Premier State League. So the club's in a really good position, and it's due to the hard work of everyone around it. So let's just keep it all going.
The fifths are in the four as well.
And the fifths as well, just being alerted. And that's the important one.
Thanks.